Shabbos, Perek Chaf Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Ein Ofsinus or Gomel. One is not allowed to totally stuff a camel to feed it a lot. You'd stick your hand with food into its mouth and keep feeding it a lot where it would be sustained from this food for a long time. Velor Dorsin, and you also cannot, even if you don't give it that much, you can't stuff it, put the food all the way in to a place where the camel, the animal, can't spit it out. This is the way the Tiferes Yisrael explains. Aval Mal Itin. But you can feed directly into the camel's mouth in a way that it can still spit out the food. So you're not forcing it. Now, there are two reasons given why the other ones are usser and why this is mutter. Because the reason you're not allowed to stuff it or things like that, the Tosfos Yontem brings the Rambam, because you're not allowed to feed an animal the way that you would feed it during the week, because we're afraid you're going to cut up the food for him, which would be toichen, or you may do lisha by pouring water into flour and things like that. Now, the Meiri learns that the problem over here is tircha shelo l'tzarich, that these things are a big tircha to do. That's why the first two cases are usser, but stam putting it in the camel's mouth, it's not that much of a tircha, and therefore it's mutter. Ve'in mamrim es ha'agolim. Similarly, one cannot stuff a calf where you put the food deep inside that it can't spit it out. Ava mal itin. But just like you're allowed to do with the camel, you're also allowed to do with a calf. You can put it in the mouth directly in a place, though, that it can still spit it out. Umahalkitin l'tarnagolin. And one can, by chickens, put it in their mouths directly, again to a place that Rav explains where they can spit it out. V'noisnim mayim l'morsan, aval lo govlim. And you can put water in their bran, but you can't knead the bran because that's lisha. Putting water in is not the derech to knead this because you would have to actually knead it. So what you could do is you can make crisscrosses, which is a shinoi, or stam, like the Mishnah is talking about, just pouring the water into the bran is not the derech unless it's kneaded directly. Needed with a K. If it's not needed directly, then it's not lisha. And the Mishnah ends, Ve'ein nosnim mayim lifnei dvarim. One cannot put water in front of bees, v'lifnei yoinim shebeshovach, and also doves in front of their dovecotes, because these animals, these insects, can get water themselves, and therefore it's a tircha shelo l'tzarich, because they can go out to find water. Aval nosnim lifnei avazim v'tarnagolim v'lifnei yonei hardesius. But one can put water in front of ducks and chickens, all these domesticated birds, and also Herodian doves. These are all domesticated and they rely on the person, and therefore they're not going to go out. So one is allowed to put water in front of them because it's not a tircha shelo l'tzarich.